We thank you, Father in heaven, for your blessings. We want to thank you for your goodness and your love and your grace and your mercy that you've shown to us. And just ask and pray, Lord, as we look into your word again this afternoon, that you would speak to each and every one of us. Me first, Lord, and then to all those that would listen. And just ask and pray that the words that are read and spoken, that we may apply it to our lives. We love you and we thank you. And ask and pray, Lord, that you would forgive us our trespasses where we have failed against you. And Lord, that your mercies would cover us and that you would forgive us. And we want to thank you again for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to start off with a question this afternoon. As the Lord's laid on my heart to speak on being complacent. Being complacent. Are you happy with the relationship that you have with Christ Jesus? Are you satisfied with the relationship that you have with Christ Jesus? I'm not saying in Christ Jesus. We know Brother Bott always says he's always content in the Lord. But I'm talking about the relationship that we have with Christ Jesus. Are you happy with that? I asked myself that question. And I thought to myself, if I'm happy with that, am I in a dangerous place? Is that a dangerous place to be? And as I was studying and reading, and I thought of Apostle Paul, and I thought Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Philippians, if you want to turn with me to the Philippians chapter 3, we're going to be reading starting from verse 12. Very well-known portion of Scripture. And if there's anything that you get from this afternoon, ask yourself that question. Think about that. And think about, am I in a dangerous place if I find myself being happy with the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ? And that's Philippians chapter 3. We're going to read from verses 12 and 14. I know we've known this. It's a very well-known chapter, and there's been many sermons on this. But he goes on and he says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on," or in the other versions it says, "I follow after, that I may hold of that for which Christ Jesus also had laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And then 15 and 16 goes on to say, "Nevertheless, therefore let us, as many are mature, have this mind. If any of you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same mind." And when I look at verse 12, it says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfected." So have you reached a level in your life that you're happy with the relationship that you have in Christ Jesus? Have you gotten to a place where you're comfortable? You know, sometimes when we start a project, you know, it takes us maybe 3 weeks, maybe it takes us a month or two, but we're very diligent, we're in it, we're working, and then we come to the end and we complete the project. And then what? Well, maybe we start another project. Or maybe we're in school and in college and you have to write a thesis, or you have to. So you spend all this time studying and you're diligent about doing it, and then you complete the paper that you're writing, you turn it in and you're done. And then what? And this was kind of laid on my heart because the last couple of months I had the opportunity to officiate two weddings, and then also I did two funeral services. And I'm thinking, you know, the scripture tells us that our life is going to, we're not here forever. We're all on a time frame. We're all on a timetable. There's a time that we start and there's a time that we're going to finish. What is it that we're striving for? What is it that we're working for? What is it that we're putting our energy in for? And this is the portion of the scripture that brought to Apostle Paul in Philippians when he was encouraging them. He says, not as though I have already attained, either we're already perfect. You see, Apostle Paul wasn't satisfied with where he was at. Not that he didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not that he didn't think that he wasn't saved. But he goes on and he says, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. You see, he wanted to have something more. Prior to that, in verses 7, actually, what you find interesting about Philippians chapter 3 is it's actually divided in three areas. One, Apostle Paul, he was discerning what the things that were hindering him from drawing closer to Christ. What are the hindrances? What is it that's hindering me from coming closer to Christ? And then what is it that he actually wanted? Apostle Paul says, you know, I count all things, yea, doubtless, for the excellency, for the knowledge of Jesus Christ, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. The things that I've accomplished, the things that I have done, were they for Christ? He says, I count those dung. He goes, it's meaningless. I want a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's as I was thinking. And then the third, it was Apostle Paul was determined on how to get it. So we have three areas here. Discerning what's hindering him. Discovering what is it that he wanted. And then determining how he wanted to get it. In our lives, where are we? Where is our relationship with Jesus Christ? And are we satisfied with it? Because when we come to a level of satisfaction and we come, I've already achieved what I wanted. Whether it's something that you made, whether it's something that you were looking forward to, you've already achieved it. And then after that, do we just skate and we become complacent? Is there something more? Is Jesus telling us, look, I want more. I want something more than the relationship that we have. Is there something more? And you know what? There's always something more. The question is where are we in that position with Jesus Christ? Nevertheless, as many as be perfected, be thus minded. If you already achieved what you've set out to accomplish, oh, I wanted to, you know, I went to school, you know, I got baptized, I'm married, I've got a home, I've got children, I've got, you know, I've already made those accomplishments. And because we've already gotten to that point, are we now then just skating? Are we just doing the bare minimum? Or are we going above and beyond what God wants us to do? See, Apostle Paul was not satisfied. He goes in verse 10, he says, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. You see, he wanted to know more. He wanted to know the feelings of what Christ was feeling. He wanted to know what it really meant to have the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, to be part of that. Oh, Apostle Paul suffered quite a bit. We can read in Scripture the sufferings that he had, the trials that he had. You know, and Brother Joe brought up Apostle Paul before he converted. You know, he was out persecuting the church. I think he was at a level of complacency where what he thought he was doing was good for the Lord. He was persecuting the church. But God had another plan for him. And he says here, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Or another portion of scripture where it says, I'm pressing towards the goal. What is your goal? What is my goal? Is our goal to have that personal, a deeper personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Is our goal that when Christ calls us from this earth, that we may spend a lifetime of eternity with him? And with that, we need to have this mindset. Because Apostle Paul talks about running the race and finishing the race. He has not finished the race. He's not received the prize at this point. There's more to do. There's more to press on. There's more to push. And to press on towards that goal is exerting energy. It's an effort. It takes effort on your part and my part. It's something that we need to do. And being complacent is just like, well, I'm not gonna do it. It's just too hard, or I'm not gonna exert the energy that, you know, it's too much energy for it. No. Apostle Paul knew that the things that he had to do for Jesus Christ took energy, took strength. The other thing he also says is, Paul, is that, I'm going to kind of go back here. Verse 13. Verse 13 says, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. You see, Apostle Paul wanted to focus on what's in front of him, not what's behind him. When we're reaching towards the goal and we're pushing on, Paul doesn't want to erase the memory and the thought that he had, but he wants to press forward. He didn't want to rest on the past accomplishments or wallow in his past failures. And neither should we. What has happened in the past has happened in the past, and you can't change that. But you can change the future. You can change the direction that you're going. Don't forget the past, and don't get tied down to the past either. When you're running a race, we're exerting the muscles in our legs, and we're putting forth every effort. We're not thinking about what has happened in the past. We're looking towards the future, towards what's ahead of us. And what is the purpose? The purpose is what has been said, and it's going to be said again here shortly, the goal. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8, where Apostle Paul writes to Timothy and he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Hebrews 12, 2, Apostle Paul says that we need to be fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the throne of God. Our eyes need to be fixed on Jesus. He should be our goal, and our goal is to stand before him to receive our final reward in the end with him. In conclusion, in our walk with Jesus, we must not be content with where we are in our relationship with Christ. If we feel we are content, we will quit growing closer and closer to him and for him. Brother Daniel picked a song, 292, and it says, my heart doth ask, what is thy goal? Lord Jesus, answer me. I follow thee with all my soul. I follow thee with all my soul, and never depart from me. Oh, leave me not, take me with thee. I would be thine own. In darkness without light I'll be. In darkness without light I'll be, if I am left alone. And verse 5 says, be patient, for this time is brief. Fear it not, but be thou strong. If thou must suffer pain and grief, keep faith, 'twill not be long. May God bless his word.